just after 5 o'clock Central European time and a very warm welcome to day four of the 12th IAAF World Championships in Athletics here in Berlin. It is the turn of the women in the 100 metres hurdles. Five heats in total due to get underway very soon indeed. So Garfield, how does it work? Who qualifies?
Okay, the top four from each heat and the four fastest non-automatic qualifiers will then join them in the second round or quarterfinals. They're now settled in their blocks for this 100 meters first heat, first round action. And a bit of a hush comes over the stadium as they get settled for this event. Sent off, first time of asking, coming out well was Ennis London. She leads now, but on the inside though, Harper is now taking over that lead as they go over the fourth final hurdle, the fifth. Now the sixth is still Harper, leading ahead of Delarine Ennis London. Still Harper. Harper goes towards the line and wins ahead easily, ahead of the Jamaican. That's Delarine Ennis London, third on the outside. Looks to be Augustus from Nigeria. 12.71 seconds, the winning time very easily for Dawn Harper, the first heat of the women's 100 metres hurdles.
You're listening to IAAF Radio on this fourth day of the 12th IAAF World Athletics Championships here at the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. And we're currently focusing on the women's 100 metre hurdles.
And they're being asked to go on their marks for this event. The main ones to watch here will be Damu Cherry from lane 4. Also, Angela White in lane 2. Sina Golding-Clark from 6. Qualifying should qualify easily as well. It's been Nitra from Germany, who runs out of lane 5. Sent off and running for the third time of asking. Out and coming well was Golding-Clark. She's actually leading now. Coming on inside is Angela White. In the mid-track, though, is Cherry. Cherry now takes the lead ahead from Golding-Clark. Will Cherry be able to win? Cherry wins the, runs towards the line and wins it. So Cherry wins. Close between Golding-Clark and Nitra. Angela White on the inside looks good as well. 12.72, the winning time there for the American Damu Cherry, winning very comfortably after all those false starts. It was, three times they attempted to get the event on the way, and eventually Cherry wins officially now, 12.71 seconds.
Hello, I've got with me Damu Cherry, winner of the second heat of the women's 100 meters hurdles. Damu, 12.71, that looked pretty efficient.
Wasn't bad. The start was horrible, but I just wanted to make sure I qualified through to the next round, and I did that, so I'm happy about that.
Now, alongside you and behind you, there was hurdles going down everywhere, even though you were running very well. Were you put off by that at all?
No, my coach always teaches me to stay focused on your lane, and honestly, I didn't even know till after.
So they settled in their blocks for this 100 meters hurdles third heat. Sent off, first time of asking, coming out well. McLennan takes the lead almost instantaneously, but look at O'Rourke is coming forward now in mid-track for Ireland. It's still McLennan on the inside with the lead ahead of Rockhart, and also coming on through it's the athlete in lane number 3, that's Kondakova, but McLennan wins ahead of O'Rourke. Kondakova finishes third, 12.82 seconds winning time. Easy it was for McLennan in this third heat, her first run at these championships.
Let's go on to heat 4 with Garfield.
Settled in their blocks. Main ones to watch here will be Lopes of Canada, also the American Virginia Powell in their blocks, in the set position. Sent off, first time of asking, looking good, going over the hurdles there. That's Barber on the outside, also going well too is Lopes. Lopes has that lead, just Lopes ahead now of the American Powell. So Lopes will win comfortably over Powell. Third on the outside, close between Barber and Yannett. The unofficial time, 12.57 for Lopes of Canada, winning very comfortably there in that event.
I've got with me Priscilla Lopes-Kleip, the bronze medalist from the Olympic Games 12 months ago and a winner of the heat here. Priscilla, that looked pretty easy.
I felt really good. I came out pretty strong. In between the hurdles, I had a little work to do, but that's what the semis and the finals are for. Today's the heat, so shut down on the last hurdle, just cruise over the line. So to do that and run the 12.50s, I'm really pleased.
They're off and running for this final heat. They come out well, almost four across the line, across the track rather. Foster, Hilton, Davin, and Felicia over the final hurdles. It is Foster Hilton who runs towards the line, wins it ahead of Davin from Belgium. Felician of Canada looks to be third, 12.68 the unofficial time, and good win, an easy win it is for this first round for Bridget Foster Hilton from Jamaica.
Next up on the track, it is the men's 200 meters second round, and one Usain Bolt is in action. He's already been crowned the fastest man on earth, winning gold in the 100 meters. What can he do in the 200? Garfield, the heats are due to get underway Whew, I tell you what, there'll be an atmosphere here at the Olympic Stadium tonight.
It certainly will. However, they're settling their blocks for this event. First heat, men's 200 meter second round. Off and running, first time of asking. As they come around the turn, Cirilla looks good from Trinidad and Tobago. Bolt is now starting to make his move. As they come off the turn now, Bolt is on top. So is Cirilla on the inside in second position, just coming up now. And Mbako in third from France. It's Bolt who's cruising towards the line, though. He will win it very comfortably. Close between Alert from France and Mbanjo from France for second and third. 20.42. Usain Bolt shows that he's still king of the 200 meters. Very easy in victory in this first heat of the second round. So they're settled in their blocks for the second heat of the second round of the men's 200 meters. As Hush comes over the stadium in the set position. Sent off this time of asking. And it's even Stevens as they come around, though. Crawford goes to work with 120 meters to go. So Crawford will come off the turn in front. It's Crawford leading ahead off in mid-track. Smirnoff, Connaughton from Canada is also running well. So too is Devonish in about fourth position. But it is Crawford who runs toward the line and takes it. Second position looks to be Connaughton ahead of Smirnoff. The unofficial time, 20.38 seconds. And very easy it was for Crawford. The athletes are now being asked to go into their blocks for this third heat of the men's 200 meters second round. It's the third and penultimate heat. So they get settled. And sent off, first time of asking. Good start from Buckland from Mauritius. Coming through though, Mullings is doing most of the running. So Mullings has that lead just on his outside. Hessen looks good as they're coming to the straight away. It is still Mullings leading. Just on the outside though, Trinidad and Tobago's Kalanda looks to be in second. On the inside, Buckland from Mauritius also good. Coming through though is Guliev, but Mullings wins. Guliev looks to have taken second. 20.23 seconds, the unofficial time for the winner, Mullings from Jamaica.
I've got with me Jamaica's Steve Mullings, winner of the third race in the 200 metres. Well, you had to follow in the footsteps of all the furore of Usain Bolt. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Just to be out here running with him, knowing that there's an open chance for me to get silver. So it's real great.
Settle in their blocks. Sent off, first time of asking. Coming off beautifully was Futamicho. Edwards looks good. Spearmans is now going to work on the inside of him, though. Herring from Germany looks well as they come around the turn into the straightaway. It is the Panamanian who takes him into the lead. Well, they're coming on strong now. It is Edward, but it is Spearman who tries to draw gear to join him. But draw as they run across the line now from lane six. Edward wins from Panama. Spearman looks to be close in second with him and Herring from Germany. 20.34 the winning time for Edwards from Panama.
Oh, sense of excitement and anticipation. It's the women's 400 meters final. Are we in for an absolute thriller, Garfield?
This one should be a classic. I think because of the field that's lined up here, also because of what's resting on Sanya Richards, who is the favorite for this event, the load that is on her shoulders. So they're in this event, there are two Jamaicans. There is the two Americans, as we mentioned, Dunn and also Richards. There is the two Russians, Kapachinskaya in two and Krivoshapka in five. And also from Great Britain, Orugu, and from Botswana, Munshu. So they're getting into their blocks for this 400 meters final for women. This should be a cracker. It's a reasonable size number of spectators here to watch this event. So it's Dunn, Kapachinskaya, Richards, Williams, Krivoshapka, Williams Mills, Orugu, Munshu. And off. First time of asking. They're coming out very well. There was Williams Mills. Krivoshapka looks good as they make their way around the turn just to enter that back straight away. Even Stevens, Richards now moves up. So Richards looks the better of the lot. Also coming on the inside, Sharika Williams. The other Williams Mills, which is in lane six, that's the Novlin, is looking good at the 200 meter mark. It looks to be Krivoshapka, Williams, and Richards. Those are the ones who look the better of the lot right now. As they come around the turn, where is Sanya Richards? Sanya Richards is now switching gear. She comes into the straightaway on top. is Sanya Richards, who leads them by about 2 meters. Running on now is Sharika Williams. On the outside of her is Krivoshapka in third. In fourth is Williams Mayer from Jamaica. Will Sanya Richards finally win her gold medal? She does! Wins ahead of the Jamaican Sharika Williams. First spot to Krivoshapka of Russia. And what a fine performance. 49 seconds flat, the unofficial time. And finally, Sanya Richards can lift the load off her shoulders. She's world champion of the 400 meters for women.
I've got Sanya Richards with me, the winner of the 400 meters. Well, Sanya, it's the oldest cliche in interviewing. After 2007, 2008, how do you feel at the moment?
I'm on top of the world right now. So finally get it right at a majors and win a world and run a world leading time, it means the world to me. And I'm so happy I can finally be called a world champion.
Well, as you said, you ran a world-leading time of 49 seconds dead. Did you think that was what was going to be required to win this race?
Yeah, I knew. I you know, my coach and I talked last night, and I thought I might have to run 48 seconds. I mean, Sharika looked really good in the semis at 49.5, and I knew she'd come out and run really well today, and she did. I mean, it was an amazing race. So I was hoping to dip under 49, but right now I don't care about that. All I care about is that I'll be standing on top of that podium.
What an absolutely thrilling conclusion to the men's triple jump final. Let's see how it stands with Connie.
Now, up to what happens with Nelson Avora. He's up next, Sam, and he's in silver medal position. And he's now got another 10 seconds, the biggest 10 seconds of his life this year, to see whether he can go and take that gold medal, I should say. Not just the gold medal, that would be defending his title. Let's not mistake the fact that he's going to need a personal best performance right now, right here, to keep the title of champion of the world. It's a nice start to his run-up, pumping his arms, his feet are moving quickly as he attacks the board, and he launches into his hop and his step, and he's done a big jump, and he runs out of the sandpit, and he's jumping around, he's not so sure, he's not very happy with it, but it is a big jump. And the distance comes up, 17 metres 55, the best performance of the evening by him. But it's not going to be enough. We have crowned a new triple jump world champion from Great Britain, and his name is Phillips Adu.
Phillips Adu from Great Britain, I can finally say world outdoor champion. Take us through that triple jump, because unlike 2007 at the World Championships there, unlike in Beijing, you came back at Nelson Avora and you took the lead and held it and are now going to have a gold medal around your neck.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. It's been a long road, a long 12 months. A lot's happened between then. I've worked hard and I feel like I've prepared well. I've got to thank my coach because we've had some ups and downs over the last 12 months and it just happened to come together at the right time. I knew I was in great shape, but it was just whether it was going to come together on the day.
It is reaching the conclusion, the men's 3,000 metres steeplechase final.
It's Kemboi, Matalong, Koech and Tari coming into the final water jump. Kemboi's got over it without any problems. He's starting to stride away. He's coming into the home straight. Kemboi's got a lead of 5 metres coming into the final barrier. 70 metres to go. This is another gold medal going to Ezekiel Kemboi. He's working hard. Richard Matalong's coming through on the inside, trying to close him down. But it's going to be Ezekiel Kemboi who is the new world 3,000 metres steeplechase champion. A new championship record, 8 minutes. 0.45 seconds. Kemboi strips off his vest, lies prostrate on the track. He's out there like a starfish. The other Kenyan athletes are coming over just to check he's all right. I can tell you he's all right. He's very soon going to have a gold medal hung around his neck.
On the track, the final race, the men's 400 metre hurdles. And what a final it should be, Garfield.
So they get settled in their blocks, waiting for the set command. 400 metres hurdles final for men. And off. First time of asking. Jackson came out well. Felix Sanchez looks good as they go over the first flight of hurdles, approaching the second. It's Jackson looking well. Clement of the US also looking good as they go power down the back straight away. Jackson and Clement. Just on the outside too, Green is taking pace with them. 200 meters remaining on the outside too. Yakovakis of Greece. On the inside, McFarlane is struggling a bit now. Gordon from Trinidad and Tobago is well positioned as well in the red outfit. As they come around, they turn into the straightaway. Two flights of hurdles to go. Clement leads them. It's Clement with one flight to go. Clement from the US leads. Second position, very close on the outside. Coulson as well as the Trinidad and Tobago 17-year-old. Gordon, who wins it now? It's Clement. Very close between Coulson on the outside and Gordon on the inside for silver and bronze. 47.92, a very good time indeed to run here. It's a world-leading time by Clement, Caron Clement, the defending champion, who comes here and retains his title for the United States.
I've got with me Caron Clement, the winner, the gold medalist of the men's 400 meters hurdles. Well, you know the experience, having been the defending champion in 2007. Compare this race with 2 years ago in Osaka.
Today was a great experience. I've had a lot of ups and downs all season, and my plan was today on this in this championships to stay focused on myself and on my race, and my stride pattern came into play at the right time, and I'm just really excited about that. And I came out here and defended my title, and that was a plan all along all season.
It's a thrilling, thrilling final in the women's javelin. Let's see how things stand with Connie.
Now comes the defending champion. Now comes the Olympic champion and the world record holder. She is the woman that really, really could break the hearts of these German fans. They want to support her, but they know that if they do, it means their own Steffi Neris will not take the gold medal. She needs more than 67.30. She can do it. She's thrown further than that this year already. She's a championship competitor. It was the last throw in the Olympic Games that got her that title. Can she do it again here? It's a good run-up, and she's preparing herself, and the javelin is in the air, but it's not going well. You can hear the crowd screaming. It's coming down short, and now the crowd realise they have a world champion. The crowd realise that at 37 years old, Stephanie Neris has come here, and she has claimed the title. She is world champion. And Germany have a world champion in the women's javelin.
Steffi Neris, what's it like being a world champion in front of your home crowd here in Berlin?
That's unbelievable, and that's a dream. It's better like an Olympic winning when you show, you know, that last competition in your career, you get all what you want, and now it's finished. That's unbelievable.